Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the regular semi-monthly meeting of the PNB National Finance Committee. It is Tuesday, March 27th, and it is 5:36 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:36 Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a KPFA listener rep and the chair of this committee. Our secretary is R. Paul Martin, a listener rep from WBAI. R. Paul, can you start us off by calling the roll?
Yes, but I'm a staff rep. Anyway, okay, Ken Aaron.
Okay, sorry.
Ken Aaron
is here.
Jim Boyd.
This is Campbell Johnson here.
Jim Boyd.
I'm here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Here.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here, Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
We have, nine. We have nine. That's the quorum.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much, and I'm so sorry for the listener rep. I think it just kind of slipped out. I actually know that. So
and
apologies.
Arlene is here, too.
Our fault.
Okay. You will note that for the minutes. All right. Terrific. Thank you, everyone. So my fears about quorum were silly. Much appreciated. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do is approve our draft agenda. It was sent out on the listserv at 4:28 p.m. and I will go ahead and read it out loud. Again, this is the open session agenda only. The first item we have completed, it's the roll call, then we'll approve our draft agenda. We will approve any pending minutes. We'll have a brief planning discussion regarding WPFW and the budget shortfall there. We'll have a brief planning discussion about KPFK and the budget shortfall there. And again, these are not conversations about the fact that there's a budget shortfall and what we're going to do about it. These are questions about how we're going to structure our conversations and process about what we're going to do about it. That's what I mean by a planning discussion. Number six will hopefully be, and R. Paul, you need to say something here, the WBAI first quarter or 4 month review. Are you in any, are you prepared?
Yeah, I can do one. It's probably not going to be quite as lengthy as a previous one, but it will certainly hit the points for the first quarter.
Okay. I think we can live with that. The sixth item was the pending from 2 weeks ago confidentiality recommendation. And then I have a question for Marcus. There was an item that was kind of floating that, for me at least, was not quite resolved. It seemed to be a closed session item. Marcus, do we need to go to closed for that tonight or not?
I really have nothing to add. There's been no substantive change, and I don't see any real need for discussion.
Okay, so you're saying you don't see any reason for the Finance Committee
There's been no substantive change in my situation. So I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, it's your call as a Finance Committee member, subject to the will of the group. If you think it's important enough and you want to have a conversation, you can say, I want to, this is on the agenda.
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. Then at the moment, there is no plans for closed session, although, of course, if something in our process brings us there, we can always make the decision as a group that we will go on to closed session, but that's not the current plan. So are there any modifications?
Yes,
or
Ken.
Changes to this agenda. Yes.
Ken.
Mm-hmm. Ken?
And my concern is with Marcus, and I've seen other emails, that there still seems to be difficulty and treasurers acquiring information that they need in order to audit and monitor activity at the stations. I've seen that from coming from the chair of the Finance Committee and from the treasurer at KPFK. So I don't know if there's something that the Finance Committee can pass for that to make it clear that the business managers and GMs have to cooperate with the LSB treasurers and members of the finance committee.
Okay, so what you're doing, okay, so what you're doing is suggesting that we do touch on this item tonight. And the question then becomes, in terms of Marcus's specific request, we understood that we were going to be in closed session because of the nature of the information being requested. If it's a more general conversation, that's not necessarily the case. So do you want to make a suggestion?
My suggestion is open session because I don't consider the details pertinent. The point is there's a collection of information. There are certain people. There's a treasurer. There's a member of the finance committee. There's PNB directors. There's LSB members. Mm-hmm. If we can itemize what and what period of timeliness and what area of materials should be accessible to governance from management, but just generally.
Where do you want to put it in the agenda for some discussion? I don't know if we'll, you know, finish it tonight and get all the way to a policy, but maybe we will. Where do you want to put it? Which item?
Pending minutes. I guess I would put it in number, for some reason, number six, between five and six. After a brief planning discussion of W and K, before we do the BAI review.
Okay. Does that appall anybody?
What do we call this?
Ken,
transparency,
give it a name.
Financial transparency to governance.
Discussion. Yeah, discussion.
That's
financial transparency discussion. Okay. All right. Any other suggested changes to the agenda? Hi, Jim.
Jim, I have one request, I think. I don't know if it needs to be put on the agenda. We were putting together a grant and looked at the budget format that was approved by the National Finance Committee. And there is an error here that our whole budget is about $1 million. The subtotal for programming expenses is $6.3 million. So there must have been some calculator that went haywire when the few changes were made when the budget template was changed after it was approved by the National Finance Committee. It went to the PNB, and it looks we have the people that are applying for the grant, and they feel real uncomfortable submitting this is the true budget for KPFT with this glaring error.
We should talk about that. I need to, that sounds confusing based on the paper trail, but we should talk about that. Go ahead. Just a second.
Point of information.
Levon, wait. Call on you in a second. Hold on. Jim, where do you want to insert it in the agenda?
Doesn't make any difference. I just got into my office, and I pawed through this stuff, so I didn't even have a copy of the agenda. So any place you want to put it, feel free.
Okay. Levine, what's the point of order, and then we'll figure out a place.
Oh, I thought it was information. But now I'm just going to ask Jim, can you send a copy of that budget that you're referring to? Send me a copy anyway, or to the group.
I have a hard copy. I don't know if I can get it to y'all. It's just one error here. It might be easy to just get it to you, LeVar.
That would be good.
It's
you need my fax?
I could do that, sure.
510?
849?
2617.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So why don't we go ahead, and I don't know why we're knocking our poll further and further down the agenda, but I guess we are. I'm going to do the same thing and make this the new item 7 and pop it up right on top of BAI review, and we'll call it Houston budget question. Does that work okay, Jim?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Okay, any other conditions or changes to the agenda? Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there an objection to that motion? Okay, the agenda is approved as amended. Okay, third item is to approve our pending minutes. I believe we only have one set of open session, and they are from 2 weeks ago. Is that right, R. Paul?
No, that's from 4 weeks ago.
I suck. Okay. And do we have the ones from 2 weeks ago as well, or do we only have the ones from 4 weeks ago?
No, we only have the ones from the 28th. Yes, it's the 28th of February. The others aren't done yet. They're partly done. They're not done yet. Sorry.
That's okay.
So we do have the one from February 28th.
Okay, so the one file that you sent was from 4 weeks ago, and okay, I didn't register that. Okay, so those came out earlier today. They were emailed to you all and uploaded to our listserv, and actually we didn't mention the fact that we're going to be migrating our papers, so I will do that briefly as kind of a chair report item before we get going, because the committee should know that. But anyway, we have open session minutes from February 28th. Is there a motion to approve or to amend those minutes?
This is Kim. I'm checking on something.
Okay.
Because I have one correction and maybe more.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. The thing is that he says, where is it? Okay. He said that I was concerned about health benefits being paid, but I believe it was our insurance.
Okay, so you want to change the term health benefits to insurance?
The phrase is, she is unsure about KPFK's health benefits being paid.
No, insurance.
Should be health insurance being paid.
Right.
Is it health insurance or like liability insurance? Which,
like earthquake insurance.
Okay, so she doesn't mean health insurance. She just means insurance.
Substitute the word insurance for the words health benefits.
Right. Okay. Anything else, Kim?
I think the wording, I just want to make it clear that it's under budget,
Okay, don't forget that the minutes are primarily a record of actions, not of every single word everybody says. I mean,
yeah, but I just, I just want to make it clear that I'm reporting correctly, you know, when it comes to those kinds of numbers. I mean, it's whatever, you know, it's not the way I would phrase it, but whatever.
Okay, well, then we have two options.
But the other thing was accurate.
Yeah.
The other thing is a correct change.
Well, that's been changed.
Yeah.
That amendment has been made. Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
I move to approve.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. Done and finished, and hopefully we will be able to catch up on the minutes in 2 weeks. We'll have to see. Paul,
Chair,
if you could keep me posted, and if we need to get you some assistance, you know, let us know. And yes, Campbell.
Yes. Could you share with me the items from, I guess, number 5, which is KPFK, and I see 2 6s down here. BAI and confidentiality recommendation. I think there was an addition or two in there.
You want the agenda as modified reread to you? What is it that you want
just
to share?
Just the additions and to see if the BAI review and confidentiality recommendation follow each other, because they're both numbered 6 here.
Yes. R. Paul, can you reread the agenda after modification for Campbell?
Yes, hold on one second. Yes. Okay. One, roll call. Two, approve draft agenda. Three, approve pending minutes. Four, brief planning discussion, re-WPFW. Five, brief planning discussion, re-KPFK. Six, financial transparency discussion. Seven, Houston budget question. Eight, BAI review. Nine, confidentiality recommendation.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
And most of these items are fairly short, so it's not quite as forbidding an agenda as it may seem. But we'll have to see how we do. Okay, so at this point, we are moving on to item 4. And before we get going on that, and I just want to frame it a bit, I just want to say briefly, this is totally an administrative thing. I just think it needs to be mentioned to the committee. Over the next couple of weeks, with some gradualness, we will be migrating the National Finance Committee listserv and archives off of the Yahoo groups, where it has been for some period of time, and onto the KPFTX server. My understanding is that there are some really good reasons to do that that involve computer privacy and security and hacking, et cetera. We will also be setting up a backup of the existing National Finance archived document somewhere else besides the KPFTX server. So we have an outside copy if that server should explode or some such thing. So you will at some point be migrated over to a new listserv. And those of you that do look at uploaded documents on the Yahoo groups, some of you do and some of you don't, will eventually get passwords to access that same document archive at KPFTX. And if you feel that you're not getting passwords that you should be getting or that you're having trouble with the new listserv, please communicate that so we can get on any problems, because there are always problems with tech stuff. So presumably there'll be some weirdness, but hopefully transitioned over kind of easily. So that's just to let you know that that's going to be happening. I don't know the exact timeline. NFC is one of the bigger hunks of information to transfer over, so I don't know when they're going to start on us, but you will probably start getting some messages from John L. Mella or Otis McClay from Pacifica when that is starting to happen. Okay, any questions or? Okay, good. All right, so to get on to the planning discussion items, just in case anyone wasn't here when I first brought these up, these are not intended to be sessions and discussions right now about what's going to be done about the budgetary shortfalls at these stations. What these are is planning discussions about when and how we're going to set up those discussions, who needs to be there, and maybe to some degree what the parameters are in terms of what the NFC is going to do. Some of this came up in the FRAT, and the idea was that one of the things that the Finance Committee might do here, where we have significant budgetary shortfalls, and we've identified these two stations as the ones that are having the most severe issues so far this fiscal year, is that the NFC would be involved in putting together some recommendations for how to deal with the shortfalls or how to deal with being significantly off budget. The implementation of those things at the station is not something that the NFC per se will be able to do, but that we will be able to put together some fairly strong recommendations with some fairly strong instructions regarding follow through and implementation. So what we're talking about here, and we're going to do Washington first and LA second, is who needs to be present in these discussions and when are we going to have them? We want to have them in a fairly timely way. On the other hand, we need to have the people on the call that need to be here. So we need to balance those two things. The other thing that I need to tell you guys is I don't know if I'm going to be present for the April 10th call. There is some, unfortunately, some hot stuff at my job that is looking like it may have to be more important than the NFC that evening. So we may need to look at either scheduling an extra different meeting in April or not using that date, and I'll put that out as well. And I'm really sorry about that. Or you may be able to use a substitute chair for that meeting and proceed. But we probably need to look at that. So, leaving that aside, brief planning discussion regarding WPFW. In terms of order, my thought was that we would do Washington first and Los Angeles second, and that's not for any deep reason. That's just how it came out. I also felt that because of WPFW's facility loss, that that was a good reason to put it first, and that's probably about
I'm sorry, what did you say, because of the what?
Because of the facility change, because you're going to have to move. But that, that was a good reason to do Washington first. You know, you have to decide somehow.
Right.
So I think what I'm going to do is basically open it up to, does that process sound more or less what we should do, or does it sound crazy? And then where and when and who needs to be there? And who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first. This is Marcus. But obviously, the general manager needs to be there, myself, Campbell, and the NFC. And, you know, it's a very important discussion, so I would hope we could have this talk sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're suggesting the GM, Campbell, of course, will be here. He's on the NFC. He's not going anywhere. You're suggesting Marcel Reed from the PNB.
No. I said Campbell, myself.
And
the rest of the NFC, yeah. I mean, Marcel's not really involved in financial matters. I would think the GM and possibly the business manager, who has limited his hours have been reduced to 10 hours a week. But if he could be possibly on the call, or possibly the development director as well, who is charged with raising funds and outside of mission support.
Okay, that was my mistake, Marcus. I just heard myself as Marcel, so I wasn't suggesting anything. I was just being deaf. Okay, so you're suggesting Robert West, the GM, and possibly the development director. Her name is Tiffany, is that correct? Okay.
Tiffany Jordan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany Jordan, okay, thank you.
Right.
Next on the stack, LaVarne, I think I heard you.
I'm sorry, on the stack, no. I had spoken about the budget for KPFT. That was the question or the point that I had, and I think that has been answered. So I'll check now. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get to that later on the agenda. Okay, so that, are there any, before we move to where and when, are there any other suggestions for people that should be on the call from anywhere else on the committee?
This is Kim. I think that's a good list, Marcus. I support that.
Thank you.
Okay. That sounds uncontroversial then. Okay. So that will bring us to where and when. I would normally say April 10th, but April 10th has some downsides. They're just personal downsides for me. So if someone else feels they can step into a leadership role for that meeting, that's okay. You guys can proceed. If you feel like that's too much of an intrusion, then we will have to look at another date.
Wait. Oh.
I think I'm not going to be able to make the meeting on the 10th. Unfortunately, my job is presenting one of those irreconcilable conflicts. I really try to avoid them, but I don't think I can get out of this one. So I'm sorry. I have to miss the meeting, and I don't want to set something up and then not be here to preside over it. So I either need a volunteer chair for that evening. And I don't think it should be someone with PFW because obviously you're going to be participating in the call, so that's kind of not ideal.
Right.
If someone else is willing to do that, we could schedule it for the 10th. If they're not, then we can look at some other dates.
I think it would be tough for anybody to take your place, Tracy, in something like this because it's, it's not just a review. It's a little bit going to be more
it is, it's complicated and
ten to the seventh.
I find it I find these things hard, so I'm certainly would like to, you know, stay involved in the process. So.
Ken to the stack.
Yes, Ken. You're on the stack.
As wonderful and almost irreplaceable as Tracy may be.
Are you volunteering?
We have to deal with these kind of contingencies. So I nominate Bill to act as acting chair of the Finance Committee on April 10th.
I was going to nominate Ken.
Is Bill on this committee? Is Bill on this committee?
Yep.
Bill is absolutely on the committee. It sounds
great.
Like he's there.
Bill.
I'll second.
Bill, are you willing to take over the role just on April 10th and do this?
Yeah, just for chairing the meeting, right? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go look at chair.
I was going to nominate Ken, but if I can't do it for some reason, then we can let him or somebody else. But, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, and then we should be able to go ahead as planned. And, again, this meeting I will be mostly WPFW, but if there's any other pending items, you'll just stick them on the agenda and proceed as usual. Okay, good.
Marcus, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Is this going to be an open meeting or closed?
You will be scheduled for both open and closed. I certainly think that you should proceed with as much of this discussion in open as possible. If there are aspects of it that need to be in closed, and there might well be, then you would leave those items and move into closed and finish there.
Understood.
Okay. All right. So are there any other questions about that, or do we basically have an agreement about what we're going to do? Okay. Marcus and Campbell, do you want me to take care of formally inviting the three folks that we discussed, or do you want to do it yourself?
We could do it, I think.
I agree.
Okay. Then if you could just keep me posted.
Sure.
You know, who's coming and who's not, then I think we're good.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, we might just ask him to be thinking about, I don't know if they need to prepare anything in writing, but maybe more about that contingency plan where we asked him for last fall when we were looking at the budget. Because they may need to go beyond what that contingency plan had, considering the shortfall, the magnitude of the shortfall so far, and the fact that they have to get moved before the, at least end of the next fiscal year.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I think that it would be helpful, perhaps, Bill, shortly before to sort of have a little, you know, email conversation to the effect of here's what we're trying to do and here's what we're trying to come out with. And I think that would be helpful if you could do that.
Yeah. And any insights from Marcus or Campbell would be great to have, too, in advance of the meeting.
Okay. Terrific.
Thanks.
All right. And thank you. Thank you so much, Bill, for stepping up to the plate. It's much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So at this point, we're basically just going to go through exactly the same process for KPFK all over again. Same process, same planning discussion, and then basically who needs to be there and when are we going to do it. So if there's no process questions, let's move to who needs to be there. I'm assuming the KPFK GM.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, why don't we invite our interesting development director and what, you know?
And business manager? Yes, no?
Well,
okay. I mean, I don't want to tell you. I think it's about the dynamics in your station in terms of taking a set of recommendations for being short on budget and talking about them and getting them implemented.
The question of Bernard. If he wants to invite Anthony, if he thinks Anthony will help him, let him make that decision. Okay?
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts about that? I mean, I think each station is different, so I wouldn't be just one sec, Campbell. So I wouldn't be inclined to tell people who has to be there and who doesn't have to be there. But if we want, we could also, you know, mandate that we do this the same way every time. But I do think stations vary, so we might want to be a little flexible on that.
I'll leave that up to,
Okay. Campbell, you're next.
Yes, I just was wondering in that regard, because I can recall, there was some, it seems to me that there may have been some communications difficulties when we were addressing a prospective revenue effort, and whether that at all would come into play here. That's a question, Kim. That's a question kind of for you.
What do you mean? I don't...
When we had discussed a revenue project or proposed revenue project at one time, and as I recall, there was some communications problems at the station, or am I incorrect?
All right. Well, I will tell you my take on the way that I would think that should go. And, of course, we're going to have to go through this process and see how it goes and then see what worked and what didn't and, you know, tighten it up a bit. But I would think that what we want to do is look forward to the second half of the year and focus on what it is that we need to do going forward to respond to the financial realities and spend as little bit of time as possible on what went wrong, not because it's not an interesting and important conversation to have, but because we only have so much time, and what we need to do is craft a set of recommendations and action steps going forward. So my preference would be to say that's an important conversation to have, and it may not be this may not be the venue for it.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. All right. So we talked about who needs to be there. That leads us to when. The logical answer is the second meeting in April, which is April 24th. Does anyone want to fight about that or suggest another date? And I will be on the East Coast for that, but that's okay. All right. So moved. So done. Thank you, everyone.
I mean, I just personally think it's a long time to wait, basically. No, I mean.
Yeah. We can
based
always.
Based on our numbers. Based on our numbers. It's,
right.
You know, I think a month is, of continuing on the way we are is not, I wouldn't wait that long myself, but.
Well, yes, but you have to get your colleagues, you know, online. So let's take a look at what some possibilities might be.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the
yeah, we do schedule extra meetings during budget time. It's not impossible, but, you know, people have schedules, and they are probably worse than they ever were. So we have to look at that.
Yeah, I understand. Built I mean,
back.
I just, you know, we're at 6 months, and I've been talking about this for 2 months, and it's just gotten worse, and each month it's getting worse.
Okay. Let me make one suggestion. We are not doing this on Friday night, by the way. That is off of toleration. What we could do, and this is up to you guys, is we could flip our second meeting in April 1 week earlier to the 17th. It's a vacant date. It's not necessarily any worse than the 24th for most of us, I don't think. Actually, looking at my week, it makes my week slightly less horrible. So I'm all in favor because I've got 4 meetings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that week. So actually, it sounds like an improvement. That would be 1 week earlier, Kim. How do you feel about that?
Ken, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I know. I will be going over the Hollywood Zombie Movie Film Festival, but I think it's okay.
I mean, wouldn't you like to see this, you know, addressed sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I thought just confirm it as long as it's okay with the general manager attending.
Right.
Yeah, well, we have to try to set a date and, you know, try to explain to the GMs that, we're not going to try to kill them, but we need their time here and it's important.
Bill for the stack.
Yeah. Yes, Bill.
Would we want to ask in advance for a one-page summary or of ideas from Bernard about how he like sort of an outline of a plan of how he wants to deal with the shortfall, and then we'll have some more specifics to discuss, and it might help move along.
I am going to be on the East Coast. I'm in a meeting that starts that day. I have to see. Well, actually, this will be at night if I'm on the East Coast, so it will be okay because it won't start until 8:30, so it'll be all right.
Well, I was thinking maybe you can ask for it to be before our meeting in 2 weeks, just, you know, and that way we could at least spend a few minutes looking at it in advance, and we could probably do that a lot by email, because we may just end up having a list of more questions to ask him. That's just a possibility, you know, if that would help expedite the process so that we don't have to wait 3 weeks, have a discussion, then come up with a list of more questions, and then wait for another 2 weeks to get answers.
Yeah, my hope would be that it's faster than that and that people are thinking recommendations. The good part of it is that this committee, with the exception of Marcus, is pretty much intact. So pretty much all of us were here when these budgets were developed and discussed.
Yeah.
So I think if we spend a little bit of time looking at it, the ways in which problems are manifesting shouldn't totally blow us out of the water. Because we talked about a number of those things when we talked about the budgets in the first place. Is my sense of it.
Well, my question is whether it would help, maybe it wouldn't, to ask for just a real brief written summary plan, draft plan, for us to review before the meeting we have in 2 weeks. So that
I think it helps.
Figure out what other questions we're going to have.
Yep. I think it helps, and I think we should ask for it, and hopefully we'll get it, but we should proceed whether we get it or not.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Kim to the stack.
Yes, Kim.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. I believe, he should be aware that we're thinking about this, and we'd prefer if he has plans. If not, we'll have to come up with them. So.
Well, yes, that's a threatening way of saying what Bill just said.
Yeah. Okay, but, you know, it's like, yes, please start thinking about what you want.
I am sure that he is thinking. It would be hard to have a GM job and not be so thinking. But if he could put his thoughts on some paper and get it to the committee, that would help.
Right.
In advance. We'd like that. Okay, so is there any objection to moving a KPFK review to the 17th? And then we will not meet on the 24th, since we will have had 2 meetings in April. And we will then resume with our regular schedule in May, starting on May 8th.
God, that's going to be like a holiday.
Yes. We're going to have a little NFC holiday, but that's okay. Because God knows it catches up with us later in the year during budget hell, so it's fine. Okay, I don't hear any objections, so it sounds like that's the plan. Speak now. And Kim, the same thing goes with you. We're going to leave it to you to contact your staffers, your GM and whoever else, and report back to us. Well, I think so, unless you're objecting.
Oh, no. I thought you wanted to do it on behalf of KPFT. So, fine. I'll copy you and the group, whatever.
Let's have you do it, just like Marcus offered to do it. And if you feel that it's not working and you would like me to do anything, you just let me know.
Right.
And we can communicate about that privately.
Right.
Okay. Or maybe I'll send a note just to both of them saying your treasurers will be talking to you about this. We'll see.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's like, uh-oh.
All right. So we're set with the 10th and the 17th. Is there anything else on this, or can we move the agenda? Okay. We're moving. That brings us to the financial transparency question in open session, which is basically, I think, a bit about parameters for information that feels like it's being grudgingly released, or in fact not withheld at all, or released with anger and frustration, whatever the case may be, because I think that it's different from station to station. And Ken, since this was your item, I'm going to leave you to motivate it.
Okay. Just as a non sequitur, I went to the KPFA website at one point and saw a listing of the budget or financials right there accessible through the home page. So I thought that was fantastic. There shouldn't be any secrets. Makes operations a lot smoother if we avoid unnecessary confidentiality. I really, really mean that. I'm not saying it because we're on the stream. But I would say that 90% of the time, withholding information is because it isn't available and they're too embarrassed to say so. So I would say that we want to itemize who the people are, and that's the treasurer, the members of the finance committee, and members of the PNB, and the items of the fiduciary, the financial instruments that should be available to them, which may vary. And that would be access to the general ledger, quarterly financials, one of the things that's most sensitive and is normally restrained, hold on a moment, is the payroll, which deserves to have a greater degree of confidentiality, essentially being masked, and any contracts that are in negotiation or something like that. But it's just that perhaps we need to pass something out of the NFC and get it approved by the PNB, that these people are entitled to view it and that certain information can't be certain information should go forward to the LSBs, and certain information should even go forward to the public. But I mean, if and that the management has a right to say no report, but then they have to declare that they're not reporting. That they could say, I haven't balanced the checkbook. It's not balanced, and that should be we need that kind of pressure, and it's better to keep that pressure in the open than to have it secret. So that's my motivation to come up with some kind of a motion. But I think people who are much more familiar with the financial lines would be better to originate the details of the motion. Someone like Tracy.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack for that. Is there anyone else who wants to discuss? And I think what we're doing is discussing the idea of putting together a motion rather than slapping a spontaneous motion on the table. I mean, that's my sense of what we're trying to do. Does anybody else want to? Okay. Anybody else?
Arpal.
Okay. Bill. Jim, Arpal, Bill. Okay. We'll go in that order. Jim.
KPFT, we have problems with people that will not or express that they will not honor confidentiality. And I think that whoever has access to this information, it should be real tight and kept very tight so that it's not a general dispersal of financial information, because KPFT could not keep it confidential.
Right. Okay. Arpal, you're next.
Okay. This is a good idea to outline it. Some of this stuff has been done already. Back in 2004, I remember, the PNB laid out who gets to see payroll and who gets to see sort of payroll. Basically, the rule that they put out was, of course, PNB members get to see stuff because they're directors. And the treasurers get to see it, but to show it to the LSB, it has to be in executive session. And the treasurer then has to basically fuzz up the annual data, what people are paid annually. And it should be in a range of plus or minus 3,000. So you're not saying exactly, Joe Blow gets $57,000 a year. And you would, you're not saying that. You would say Joe Blow, and you would give a number that would be between 54,000 and 63,000, some number in that range. And that's what you're supposed to do from the PNB. And so that wheel's been invented. But for some other stuff, I think it would be really good if we nailed it down now, because there are a number of things that, are sometimes remembered, sometimes not remembered, and stuff needs to be revisited probably, and people currently doing stuff need to all say, aha, this is how we're going to do it. So, yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, Bill, you're next. Bill? Bill, are you on?
Sorry, I was muted. Okay. At KPFC, I was going to say kind of what Jim said, but also I don't think it's so much people don't really want to do harm. They just some of them you think would be obvious, but they don't understand why it's important that certain things be confidential. And so we might, if we decide to, you know, allow more access, we need to maybe make sure they get reminded of why it's important. You know, whether it's salary or general ledger or I don't know, whatever kind of information. We've had people ask for access to the bank records, which probably wouldn't even tell them what they're looking for, but and it, there's probably not too much there that would be too sensitive, but there might be. So anyway, I'm gonna leave this up to you. I'm gonna drop off the call because I've got an event I need to go back to, and but call me if you need me, if that's okay.
We will. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I had myself on staff. Does anybody else on from the committee want to jump in?
I'll jump on after you, Marcus.
Okay. You can go first. I usually try to.
I'm sorry, I muted Campbell from stack.
Okay, so let's go Marcus and Campbell, and then I'll go after that.
I was just enjoying listening to the comments. I am seeking counsel. I've been very disappointed at how this has been handled up to this point. I take confidentiality very seriously and have never shared any confidential information. So I am intrigued and by the comments of my colleague here, and it kind of leads me to question even more why I've been denied information that I've requested. So I continue to listen.
Okay. Campbell, you're next.
Yes, I think that when we get into the arena of salaries, that's something that can be very problematic and can be something that relates that would affect morale of an organization. I was wondering, I take it that Arlene is not on this call?
She was here. Arlene, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought that Arlene might have an opinion to share in this regard, because I think that this is a very important and sensitive arena, and once the genie's out of the bottle, then, you know, it can be very problematic. Thank you.
Okay. If no one else wants to talk.
Kim, to the back.
Anybody else? Okay, you're up, Kim.
Well, I don't know how long Marcus has been around, but possibly, you know, whatever is happening to you is not personal, but there's a long history of Pacifica people not respecting confidentiality. So these things, you know, may not have anything to do with you personally, but just a general history of bad things happening with confidential documents. I'll just relay something that happened at KPFK. The business manager apparently got confused one day and by accident released everybody's salary to everybody. Sent it out to, you know, the everybody email. And so everybody got to see what everybody else was making. And there was certainly a lot of resentment. But other than that, nothing happened. Stuff does happen and nobody died. But it's hard to protect this confidentiality. I think it's illegal. I don't know what what it's not just like it's not nice, but it may be also illegal that salaries need to be kept confidential. And I don't know how you can make people who are determined not to do bad things anyways. I don't know. But it's a problem we have not figured out yet at this organization.
Okay. So I'm going to take my turn on the stack right now, and then we can take more if there is more. So I'm going to say two things, which, one of which is, I do actually have the ancient motion that our Paul was talking about, and I don't usually have ancient motions, but I have that one. So I will go ahead and look at it and perhaps, you know, come back with a modification or an update of it so that we don't totally reinvent the PNB's wheel for no discernible reason, but I am 100% positive that it needs some updating and some modifications. You know, things are not the same as they were in 2004. That's obvious. The second thing I'm going to say is I can see both sides of this question. People may take umbrage, but I will say what I believe, which is that I come from a section where confidentiality is a word at which we laugh. Doesn't mean much of anything. And it is a problem. And to ignore it would be a really bad idea. I mean, we can't pretend that people are honoring confidentiality when we know that they're not. And in fact, legally, when we have evidence that they're not and we still act as if, I think we create big problems for ourselves. And the other part of it, I believe really strongly in financial transparency. The reason that KPFA's financial statements are up on that website is because I made a, you know, World War III out of it for many years. And my sense is that we have an obligation for people to have access to the information that they are not nosy about, but that they are entitled to know. And I think there are, you know, specific levels of information that are appropriate for specific levels within the organization. So that said, I'll take a stab at updating the original motion. And again, it will have some levels of information for different levels within the organization. And then you all can turn to this and make it better. And then this is
your voice is fading.
Tracy.
Okay.
Tracy, come back. Come back into the room, Tracy.
Okay, I'm here. Sorry. And if anybody else wants to work on making the motion with me in the next week or two, that's fine. Say so, and we'll do it together.
Lost you.
Are you saying something?
Your voice was faded.
Okay, sorry. It's how I'm holding my phone. So I heard Carlene. I heard Jim. Who else wants to respond to that?
We heard nothing of what you said, just so you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That whole thing.
What part? The whole thing cut off? Oh, my God. All right, I'll say it again. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. So the brief version is, I do have a copy of the old PNB motion on this subject that our Paul was discussing. I don't usually have motions from 2004, but I actually have that.
No, that part. It was just after.
Okay. Oh, the last part.
Yeah, after.
Did you hear the part about confidentiality, yes and no? All right.
Yes, we heard that, and we heard about it getting up on the website.
Okay. So what I think I'm proposing to do, which is sort of what Ken said, is I'll pull out the old motion, so we're not reinventing the PNB wheel. I will try to update it and expand upon it. The idea would be these are the levels of information that are available to different levels within the organization. This is how you go about getting it. It won't be the same. Obviously, an LSB treasurer is different than a random LSB member is different than a staff member is different than a member of the public, right? But we'll try to lay that out as carefully as we can. I'm sure that it will come back to the committee and you guys will rip it up and revise it, and hopefully we'll come out of that process with something that's good and that we can bring to the PNB. So the question is, does anybody on the committee want to work with me on that in the next week or two?
This is Marcus. I'd be happy to work with you on that.
Okay. So we can work on that together and try to come up with a draft for the committee. I won't be there on the 10th, it sounds like, so maybe we'll talk about it then. Maybe we'll talk about it on the 27th, but we'll start a process going.
That's
quick question,
Marcus.
Okay, go ahead, Marcus.
I'm just curious, as a quick and dirty polling of my other treasurer colleagues, how many of you guys have access to salary information, to compensation information?
Well, I'm not an LSP treasurer, so I'm going to punt that question to you guys.
We get this from the national office. I've gotten it from the national office.
I believe that we've released it at the time of the budget process. At least that's what I was told when I tried to find out the history, Marcus, and I tried to convey that to you. I was told that we don't release it except during budgeting time, and then it's only released to the treasurers, is what I was told. And
okay.
That's the history. And so if there's going to be any change in the policy, then it needs to come from this committee and be passed by the PNB.
Right, and of course everyone else has been through the budgetary process, so somewhere around
there. This is Kim. I'd like to add my experience. Last year,
the barn on the stack, please.
Okay.
The previous year, it was on that big budget that actually never got approved,
yeah.
But I did see it. This budget for this year never actually got that whole package of budgetary stuff done for KPFK.
Right.
So
that's correct.
Yeah. Well, so I haven't seen it this year. I don't know if things changed from last year. I, you know, basically kind of had the idea of what's enough of an idea to know what's going on personally, but it should be available to me this year, and I'm sure I could get it, but it just hasn't been.
Okay. I'm not sure Marcus was done talking. Marcus, were you done?
No, I'm good, and I await the budget process when I may seek more complete transparency on our financial condition.
Okay. My guess would be, because we are going to have to deal with the, you know, off-budget recommendations for your station, which is going to take some work between now and the 10th. So we'll try to get this proposed motion done by the 10th. If Marcus and I can't get it done, it might default to the next board meeting. I mean, it seems to me like it could go either way, so we'll have to see. But we'll do it as quickly as we can. Okay. Is there anybody else on the stack on this subject?
Barpal?
Oh, yeah, LaVarne.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. LaVarne is first. Then R. Paul, is there anybody else? LaVarne.
I'd just like to say Barbara called in. I'm sorry I didn't let you know I would be late.
Okay. LaVarne?
Hi there. Yes, this is LaVarne Williams, the CFO. I just want to comment on a couple of things that have been said. And on the information about payroll that is released to the treasurer during the planning of the budget, and that is, so that's part of the budget planning. And I had sent a note to Marcus that when it's not during the planning process, basically we haven't released payroll information. You know, board members, PNB members can get that information just by requesting. But if you're not, then really do not release it at that time. But what I'm sending to you, I sent you a note, is the 2012 budget for WPFW. I just sent you the one budget sheet, but all the other pages that went into the budget, the package. I can, that's what I was trying to get and clean some of, not clean it up, but to do the budget, the payroll information, actually get that out at this point and send that to you, though, so you will see exactly what it looks like. And on the KPFK budget, the KPFK budget absolutely was developed with all of the sheets, the assumptions, the budget, the cash flow. I will resend this to you, Kim, and this was all done. And now, this sheet or this version was an earlier version, so the updates to make it identical to the budget that was passed by the PNB, you know, there might be a few changes there on the budget sheet. But the budget, in terms of all of the sheets, I have it here. I will just forward this to you, the assumptions, the budget, the cash flow, the development. I'll just resend this to you. And the cash flow, when we, Kim, and the GM and the business manager and Summer and Ken, we were on a conference call today. So the cash flow sheet that I had mentioned that Anthony would show, would update that we would work on, this is the sheet that he will update, and we will see, you can see what your cash flow is for KPFK, and each one of the budgets, each budget has this sheet in there. So we will have them updated so you can see what the cash flow is for the rest of the fiscal year. So let's see, was there another point there? So Marcus, if you could, I'll send you the other sheet, and whatever you need, you can let me know, and I'll try to get that to you. Okay.
Okay.